Building models is also made hard by lack of knowledge about the ways that carbon, the central atom in molecules of carbon dioxide, and methane, the main heat-capturing greenhouse gases other than water vapor, moves through the environment. Understanding Earth's carbon cycles is crucial to understanding climate change, but much of that element's movement is facilitated by living organisms, and these are even more difficult to understand than physical processes. Plants absorb carbon from the air during photosynthesis and then return it during respiration. Animals that eat those plants also respire. Bacteria and fungi similarly break down dead plants and animals to pillage materials and energy from them, releasing carbon dioxide and methane into the atmosphere as they do so. Some organic matter, nevertheless, gets buried rather than broken down and is thus removed from climatic consideration. But over time, this buried material is transformed by heat and pressure into oil, gas, and coal, substances pertinent to the climate in the context of one particular biological agent, Homo sapiens. This species uses them to power its civilization, taking mere decades to fill the air with carbon that took hundreds of millions of years to accumulate underground. Organic matter may also be trapped in ice, on land in areas of permafrost, and at the bottom of the sea in molecular structures called clathrates. On top of all this, the oceans themselves contain vast amounts of dissolved carbon dioxide, and many sea creatures draw on that reserve to build themselves shells and carapaces out of calcium carbonate. Not all of this material is recycled. Some ends up on the seabed and eventually turns into limestone. Changes in temperature are also a consideration. The relationship between warmth and carbon dioxide concentration in the atmosphere is a two-way street. Warm water holds less of the gas than cold water. During past ice ages, oceans therefore drew carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere as they cooled, amplifying the process of cooling. Today's warmer oceans still act in aggregate as sinks for CO2. The warmer they get, however, the less that will continue to be true.